Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so glad to be back with you guys. It has been a little here and there for our podcast episodes, but I want to talk on that, and I think that's what's super important, and maybe somebody needs to hear this as much as I needed to say it to myself. And you guys, we know this. We know this through and through, but you cannot pour from an empty cup. But sometimes I think that we take that and like wear it like a badge of honor, that we're so busy, that we're so run down, and we do so much. And it's just one of those things, a really easy trap that we can fall into, of feeling like the more that we get done, the better that we are, the better that we feel. And then we feel like we need to take a big, long MIA break. And I myself have had this battle that I have fought for I don't even know how long, just the achievement trap that I have fallen into, that when I do more, then I'm going to feel better. And I don't know about you, but like sometimes it comes down to the realization that the more that you do, the easier it is going to feel like what you're doing isn't enough. And I talked about this in my stories yesterday, so I knew that this is something that I needed to share on, that whenever you're having a bad time, you're having a bad moment, something little goes wrong, it's so easy to let it like trickle into the rest of your day. It's so easy to have it decide that you're having a bad day. It's so easy to tell yourself that everything's just going wrong and nothing is going right. Have you ever felt that way? I have done that so many times, and I feel like I need somebody else pouring into me. I need somebody else reminding me that who I am and what I have done is already enough. I don't need to go and do more, because what I have done, and think about it, like literally for 1 second, think about it. If you're feeling like what you've done isn't good enough, doing more isn't going to make you feel better. And I think that we get so caught up in the comparison game, the I'm getting more done, I'm getting farther ahead, the mindset of doing more, that we tell ourselves this story that if we just do more, then we're going to feel better. And sometimes the slowdown is actually what you need, because if you're not slowing down, you're not reevaluating, you're not counting your blessings, you're not sitting in gratitude, you're missing all the things that are actually the things that you worked for this whole time. If you don't allow yourself to sit in the work that you've done, you can't be thankful for where you're at. So doing more, you're not going to be more thankful. You're not going to be more thankful when you have a bigger house, a nicer car, a bigger paycheck, a bigger team. You're not going to have those feelings if you don't allow yourself to be proud or be thankful where you're at. And when we fall into this can't pour from an empty cup, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that it means take a break and don't do anything. I think it means get really real with yourself and ask yourself, like, when's the last time you spent some time with God? When's the last time that you sat and just talked to Him? And maybe you're that person. And I know I've been getting a lot of these questions lately, so I'm just going to share it, because I named this podcast Be You Unapologetically. And I didn't say be you as long as it fits into other people's goals, be you as long as other people like it, be you as long as it fits into your guidelines, like be you unapologetically. And that's what I'm going to do, because I know that someone needs to hear it. And I know that maybe that's going to, you know, maybe that's going to scare people off. Maybe that's going to have people that don't want to listen to this podcast. And here's what I want to tell you. Like, then maybe this isn't the season that you listen to me. Maybe I'm not the season for you. Maybe I am not what you thought you were getting. I don't know. Like, but I know that I can't keep allowing myself to show up a certain way just because I feel like other people are not going to like it. But I find myself, when I'm feeling worn out and run down, I haven't really spent a lot of time with God. I haven't talked to Him. I haven't just been in communion with Him. And I think sometimes we think we're not qualified or we haven't done enough or we're not good enough to be a Christian or maybe we need to do more. And that same trap falls into the thing that we fall into with the world. Like, you don't need to do more to feel better. You just have to be in community with Him. And I know for myself, it started with worship music. It started with doing daily devotionals. It started with just talking to Him on my walks. And I've had a lot of questions like, how do you start your faith journey? How do you do it? And the answer is like, you literally start where you are. And it's funny because we can take business advice and tell you like, oh, start where you are and you know, you're never going to be ready. But like sometimes we feel like when it comes to relationships, especially in religion, it's like, oh no, but I got to be something else in order to be valued. And it's like, this is me telling you that's not at all what He wants for you. He wants you to be happy where you are. But if you are constantly running from Him by filling your calendar with timelines and with a to-do list, then you're getting farther away from Him and you are not being fulfilled to the person that God has created you to be. And I know for myself, like when I lean into Him, everything else feels better. Like my business feels better, my relationships feel better. But like for some reason, I feel like I need to not cheer about that because someone's not going to like it. But the truth is, someone is, and someone needs that reminder that no matter what you've done, no matter how far you are, you are enough, and He just wants to be in community with you. And what I talked about yesterday was that like you find yourself feeling like you need to do more because that's the enemy telling you that, oh, well, you haven't done enough yet, but once you've done this, and so then you start working on it and you start filling your to-do list and you start making yourself jam-packed full and so, so busy. And then you don't finish what you're doing, or you don't do it to your full potential, or you don't feel like it was what you actually should have been doing, then what do you know? At the end of the day, you're falling into that exact same trap of like, I'm not good enough. I'm not being enough. And it's exactly what He wants you to do because He wants you to be so busy that you feel like you don't have time to spend time with God. But I want to be the reminder for you. Yes, you do. You do have time because He doesn't want anything special. He doesn't want anything out of the ordinary. Like He just wants you. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to give it to Him because at the end of the day, He's the only one who's truly going to be able to guide you. And maybe you're somebody who doesn't believe, or maybe you haven't had that experience of really seeing God move in your life. I want to tell you, He's doing things in your life right now that maybe you had no idea about. And whenever you like get further down the road or you've had more life happen, you're going to look back and be like, wow, He was there all along. Like He has been with me all along. He has guided me through this all along. All those dark times, He was there because as you were going through those dark times, it was slowly you digging out of the darkness into the light. And that was Him guiding you. So I don't know who needs to hear this. When I talk about fill your cup up, I don't mean you going and get a mani and a pedi. Like, I know that's awesome. I know that's great. It's not just downtime. It's not just nap time. It's not just Netflix and chill. Like sometimes it's you just sitting and asking and like talking to God and being like, God, what do you want from me? Like, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to fulfill your calling? Like, how do you want me to bring more glory to you? And I feel like whenever you get into those moments and you find yourself being so thankful and so full of gratitude, the first thing that you want to do is like just bring glory to Him. And at the end of the day, that's really what He wants for all of us. He wants us to all be in community together of realizing how great we are and how important we are and how much we matter and how He created each and every single one of us to be the best version of us. And sometimes we get so busy creating our timelines that we don't allow Him to do His work because we think we can do it better. And like there is, if you think about it like that, there's no way we can do it better than He can. And we do, we fall into that trap of like, when I do more, like I'll feel better. And it's just like, give it to Him, like let go and let God, because He is truly waiting like on the edge of His seat to hear from you. And it's not once you've done more. It's not once you've achieved more. It's not once you know the Bible more or when you can sing the Christian songs on the radio. It is just where you are because He will equip you where you're at. It's not finishing a finish line, like getting across a finish line and then being able to talk to Him. Like He wants to talk to you right now. So I don't know who's praying that prayer to hear that sign of what should I do? I hope that this is for you. And if it is not, I beg that you share this for others because somebody out there is praying that they understand and they know that who they are and what they have done is already enough. And I want you to be able to be the messenger that's able to help people understand that they are enough. And that's all He's ever wanted for us. I pray that this podcast brings you some clarity and some hope. And if not, I also pray that it reaches those who do. I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you guys so much for continuing to support me and encourage me in this journey. I hope I can do the same for you.